Blog Talk Radio.
You're my life, you're my breath, you're a smile, you're my guest. You're the earth, you're the sun, you're the grass, you are love. You're my hand, you're a bug, you're my eyes, you're a hug. You're the light in the dark, you're the spark, you are fun. You're my mom, you are water, you're the stars, you're my daughter. You're my friend to the end, you're my dreams, you're my father. You're the ants on the ground, the miracles that surround. I'm feeling it all around, the hemisphere in the clouds. You're my pain, you're my sorrow, you're my hope for tomorrow. You're the strength when I'm hollow, you're the path that I follow. You're the blessings that exist, the small things that are bliss, the gift to realize that.
All that I am, all that I see, all that I've been and all that I'll ever be is a blessing. It's so amazing and I'm grateful for it all, for it all.
Because what I have is more than I deserve or could ever imagine. How do I give back to all of this magic and spread the love so everybody can have it? Doesn't matter if I'm rich or poor, if I got a family or if I'm all alone. Bad things happen, I can just complain and moan. But there's a million things that I can be grateful for.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transforming Your Life. This is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island medium, master intuitive, animal communicator, Reiki master, shaman, you name it, I do it. Thank you so much for tuning into the show today, and we have a very exciting show. As you notice, it's a special time today, as I wanted to be able to fit into our guest schedule. So we have Tarot reader, certified Tarot reader, Jean Bundy here with us today. And Jean and I are going to be doing readings together. So I know we already have some people on the switchboard, but if you would like to call in for a reading today, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. Again, the guest call-in number is 818-691-7313. Now, remember, when I'm off of Blog Talk Radio, you can find me on my website, cynthiafontaine.com, C-Y-N-T-H-I-A-F-O-N-T-A-I-N-E. You can also find me on Facebook under the Rhode Island Medium. I'm on Pinterest and Twitter and all that stuff, but if you go to my website, you will find all those wonderful links there. And I also just added a new feature to my website with a calendar where you can go in and see what dates and times I have available for sessions for you, and you can book it right through my website now. You pick your date and time, hit the pay button, and then you are scheduled in. So that's a new convenience thing I have set up for all of you just this week. And listen in for some exciting announcements. I am going to be changing the show around a bit because I am focusing on putting together 5-week workshops at the moment and also getting my book started. So I may be off the air for a while, but I'll let you know when that's going to happen. And in the meantime, when I won't be broadcasting, I will still be teaching. So you'll have the opportunity to take advantage of that as well. All right, so we're going to get started with our readings really shortly here. And before we do, I just want to let you know what's going on just a little tiny bit astrologically wise, because today is a full moon. So happy full moon. And this moon is called the snow moon. And because of the planetary alignment that's going on right now with Jupiter, it's the planet of good fortune. You may find that you find something remarkable has happened in your life recently or will be happening very soon here coming. There's been a lot of major shifts for people in this full moon, and so you may not have noticed it or seen it right yet, but pay attention, because with this planetary alignment, it's giving us the essence of moving forward and the chance to break old patterns. It's also a really good time to heal old wounds and old ancestral wounds, old family stuff, injuries, and things like that. So if you haven't done ancestry clearing, I really recommend that you check that out, because I did it 1.5 years ago, and it was really, really amazing for me. So I do ancestry clearing, so you can contact me if you would like to do that as well. And of course, we're in Mercury in retrograde still for a few more weeks. So, you know, expect things to break. Don't buy any cars or TVs or anything big electronic now. You can, but typically when you buy something Mercury retrograde, then oftentimes you have problems with it. So you can research now. So if you're looking for a new car, do all the research, but wait until after Mercury goes direct to actually purchase it. And if you have any contracts that you're signing coming up or anything like that, don't be surprised if there are problems with the contract and so forth. So it's always best to wait to sign legal things after Mercury in retrograde. All right, so I have with me today Jean Bundy. Jean is a certified tarot reader who has studied the art of tarot for about 4 years now. And she's actually been a student of mine for 1.5 years. And is quite well known in the area and very accurate and fascinating with her readings. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the best way is to get a reading, because so often people will either call me up or come and have a reading, and this is with, you know, a lot of readers, and say, well, tell me what's in my future. Well, your future is a big picture. So it's best to have specifics if you're looking for direction in a specific area, you know, whether it's work or romance or whatever. And then rather than being a really generalized question. So keep that in mind when we bring the callers on the air in a little while. So, Jean, tell me a little bit about how you got interested in tarot reading.
First, Cindy, I want to thank you for having me today. This is such an honor, and I really appreciate being here. You're such a wonderful teacher, and I applaud you immensely. I got interested in tarot about 4 years ago. I've always was interested in enlightenment and all those things that go with that. And well, I'm laughing because that's my favorite word to use with Cindy, and she tells me I can't use that all the time. I have to use different words. So that's a kind of an inside joke between the two of us, and I'll share it with all of you. And that brought me to the tarot class. Actually, it was one of my clients. I am a hairdresser by day and tarot reader by night. And she came to me, and I was doing her hair, and she was telling me all about a shop that this woman, you know, taught tarot and this and that. And so that's how I got involved with that. I just went to go take a basic class, and it just hit home with me. And I found that the cards liked me just as much as I liked the cards. And so I do the tarot cards. I also have started doing the angel reading cards. So it's such a fascinating thing to get into, and I wish everyone would at least go and take a class and be initiated into it so that you understand what tarot is all about. It's not and like Cindy said, answer every little question down to the minus detail. That's not how life works, and that's not how tarot works. Your guides will show you exactly what maybe that person needs to know. It might not be the question they came with, but maybe they have decided that that's not what you need to know at that particular time, and they will show it right in the card. So maybe they want to steer you in a direction that you need to go in instead of focusing on something that maybe has passed and that needs to be put away and needs to be cleared out of you, and they will show you where you need to go forward with.
Right, right. And that's a really good point, because oftentimes, you know, we'll go to a psychic or a tarot card reader or intuitive with a specific question in mind, and then the question might not get answered. Oftentimes that is because it's not in your highest good to know the answer to that question, or the timing isn't right, or spirit has a direction for you that they want to show you or push you in. That is more important at the time of your reading. So keep that in mind also. And as you're listening to the callers today, really pay attention to what's being said, because oftentimes, even though we're not speaking directly with you, you are getting messages directed towards you in other people's readings. So if it sounds like you think, oh my God, they're talking about me, that's because spirit can deliver a message to more than one person at the same time. So really pay attention to the messages that everyone receives today. And again, so if you have a more specific question, that's better. But then also be open to the idea that spirit might take you in a completely different direction from what your question is.
That's true. And also, you have to understand, when you come to a tarot reader's table, that card reading is for while you're sitting there, okay, and we're giving you the reading, and that's what's happening at that specific time. If you get up and you decide, and those are the choices you're making at that specific time, if you get up from that table and you decide, because we all have freedom of choice and freedom of will, to get up and do something totally different, then that reading has just been completely changed. So you would have to sit at that tarot reader if you wanted specific things over and over again, 24 hours a day. So you need to make the choices that you choose and then go forward with it.
Right. So remember that we're here to give you guidelines. And it's up to you whether those guidelines feel right or not for you. And it's up to you whether you choose to take those paths or not. And, you know, we don't walk in your shoes. You walk in your shoes. So we can see what we see, but it's up to you to make the choices and take the action once, you know, you hang up the phone with us or you walk away from somebody's table as a reader or anything like that.
That's right. And it's not set in stone. So you have to understand that.
Right. And because, you know, it's not set in stone, we have free will. I'll give you an example, which I probably have used this example before. Many, many years ago, I did a reading for someone who had a car accident charted in her chart coming up. And it could have been a very major car accident. And I could have made the choice to say, oh, my God, I see this huge car accident. It's going to be horrible, blah, 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 and freaked her out. And then, of course, she would have, that's all she would have thought about, and she would have created this incredibly bad car accident. But remember, we have power in our thoughts. So what my guides explained to me was to share with her that she had this up-and-coming accident, but rather than blowing it to epic proportions, let her know that she had the choice to make it a smaller accident by paying attention when she was driving, not talking on the cell phone, not eating or texting, and also when she was in a vehicle with someone else, that they adhere to those same rules. And she had the car accident a few weeks later, and it ended up being a fender bender, and she ended up with a broken arm instead of being a huge fatality. So that is what we're talking about when we say, you know, you have the freedom of choice. Also keep in mind that people deliver messages in different ways, and some readers that you may go to tend to slant things on the negative. I tell people to stay away from those readers because you can always put a negative slant on something, and at the same time, you can put a positive slant on it as well. The way I work is I'm a transformational medium and psychic, and I want to give you tools to help you live a better life, not for you to be freaked out that, you know, you have this accident coming or whatever. I want to give you tools so you can make it a lesser accident if that's what's in your chart. All right. So just a little bit about, you know, the way I work as well. And I think Jeannie's shuffling the cards, so I think her, I think her guys are ready to go.
No, go for it. I'm just trying to clear the cards up, honey.
You know, so I can always tell when she's antsy or ready to go because she has the cards in her hand. She loves the cards, and the cards love her. Now, also keep in mind, some people have ideas about tarot cards that they're evil or they, you know, they can give you bad messages. And especially, for example, if somebody gets the death card in their spread, all of a sudden they just gasp. I've seen people do this, gasp and hold their breath, and they think, oh my God, does that mean I'm going to die? No, no, no. That's not what the death card means. But people freak out about it. So don't freak out about what you see on the cards. Go to somebody who's skilled at their craft and let them weave the story of what the cards are sharing with you. All right, so I think we're going to go to the phone lines here, and our first caller is area code 201. Last four digits are 3640. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome. Before we get started, I always ask people to tell me one thing they're grateful for today.
I am grateful today for my dentist. He's the best dentist ever. I had to see him earlier.
Oh, you know, there's nothing like having a good dentist, honey. So I can relate to that. So good for you. How can we help you today?
Well, I'm currently unemployed, and I want to know what the cards say about employment in my future.
Okay. And have you been out of work for more than 5 months now?
Yes, I've been temping on and off. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. So we're going to do like a tag team here. Jeannie is shuffling the cards as you ask the questions, and then I'm just going to tune in with my guides as well. Okay. It looks like it's been a little bit of a long haul for you. And has your income been diminished or diminishing for about the last year and a half?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. All right. And I'd like to see it increase right in the near future here, but I'm not seeing it immediately. Let's see what Jeannie has to say with the cards.
Well, it's showing me, have you been trying to look into doing some other kind of work?
I've been thinking, of course, but I don't know what direction to take.
There's a lot of different things that you like to do. Is there something that you really like to do that you know deep down in your heart? You probably don't share it a lot with people, but there's something that you really would like to do?
I don't know what it is.
Is that what you're trying to research? Because they're showing me that you're really trying to, it's almost like you're soul seeking, you know, researching different things that you want to almost like pinpoint to what you like to do.
That's true, because I'm not having luck finding work. So I'm thinking, maybe I should learn something else.
Well, that's what it's showing me. And I almost get the feeling that it's something that maybe that you haven't even found yet, but there's something maybe that you, once you start researching, that you will find that you're going to like, and you're going to try to hone that down. What is the kind of work do you do now?
Office work.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And do you have an interest in making jewelry or crafting things?
No, I don't think I'm that creative.
Okay. Well, I think there's a creative part of you that you haven't tapped into.
Have you tried a lot of different jobs?
What do you mean a lot of different jobs?
Done different things, like in the same field, maybe just different jobs, different options in the job.
I'm having a hard time finding work. Period. I've been testing for a few years.
So it looks like you've been bouncing around a lot. And have you even had to go into a different town to work?
I basically stick to this one town that I've been temping at.
Okay, so if you've been temping in the one town, then what they're showing me is that a location, not that you'll necessarily have to move, but you have to look outside of your immediate area, because they're showing me work in a different town. Okay.
Do you like to work with children?
No. Mm-mm.
No, so that's not an option for you, right?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Okay. I want to say again that I want you to look into the next town over from you. It's very close, but yet the work is not coming immediately in the town that you're in. It's going to be the next one town over. Okay. What state are you in?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Okay. So it looks to me like it's the direction they're pointing me in, it looks like it's southeast from where you are. Or southwest, I'm sorry, west. Look at where you're at. I'm sure you know the surrounding towns that you're in. Because it looks like that
Southwest,
what's that?
Or whatever you're meant. That's where I've been temping. It's not in the same town that I live in.
Oh, okay. That's what I asked you.
Oh, I didn't know you meant the town that I'm living in. No,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't work in my town. It's like you said, it's a surrounding area, but it's not in my town.
Okay. Okay. And is it about 15 miles away?
It's like 14 minutes away on the train. It's really close.
Okay.
I don't even think it's 14 miles.
Okay, because they're showing me about 15 miles or so. Okay. It's not in the opposite direction, but it is in a different location. So is there another town that's right next door to that town? I want to say to the east of that town.
I don't know what town you're referring to.
Okay.
Is there something near the water?
Yes, that's where I temp at. Yes, it's beautiful down there, right by the water.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So it looks like you want to stay in the area by the water, but you're going to have to go to a different location or a different town to look for work. I don't feel like it's going to come through the temp organization. I feel like that you're going to actually have to physically go to different places and talk to people, because by my guides are saying, by you talking with people, that's how your work is going to come. It's not going to come through the temp agency, okay? So you may want to take a day trip or something. Just brush up your resume. I feel like, have you had your resume professionally done?
No.
Okay, because I feel like the resume is kind of they're showing me dust on the resume, you know? Mm-hmm. And I really want you to focus on what you're good at and really talk about that in your resume and talk about that when you're talking to people, okay? I see a lot of books around you. Do you read a lot now?
I go to school.
Okay, because I see a lot of books around you. And it's a possibility that through those books, is where your, I don't want to say job, but what your vocation, where that's going to lead you. What are you going to school for?
A degree in psychology.
Okay. Because I see the books are going to stay around you. And do you have like 3 more years to finish?
I'm actually graduating in May.
Okay. And now are you graduating that you'll have a degree that you can practice?
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
Okay, because they're showing me at least 3 more years of school.
Right.
Okay, that makes sense then. So keep on the path of the school, because the books around you are important. That's a good path for you to go in. But in the meantime, I want you to start talk to people. And see, when you're talking to people, what you get excited about. Because I feel like you don't even know what you get excited about in life anymore. And the areas where you get excited is where you should focus to your work, to the direction to go in.
Okay.
And I want you to go to the bookstores and talk to the bookstores and put your resumes in bookstores and things like that, because for some reason my guides keep showing me these books all around you.
Okay.
And also check out what's going on at school, if there are any job openings there that you can apply for at school. That way you can get tuition discounts and things like that as well.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And I think Jeannie might have a little bit more to hear.
This is like just off the cuff. Is there a gentleman in your life or a partner or a person?
No, I'm single. Do you see someone fascinating?
No. I know. Is there something to do? Yes, I do, actually. But is there something to do? Is there something to do with tattoos?
Someone in my past.
That was your
tattoos. What do you see about him?
Well, I'm just saying,
you're shocking me.
I'm sorry, but they just kept showing me this gentleman with a lot of tattoos. It looked like pretty big ones too.
Yep, that's him.
Okay. Yeah. You learned a lot of different things about him that you didn't know, or you're learning a lot of different things about him you didn't know.
Actually, I haven't even heard from him in 4 years, so I thought he was, like, long gone.
Right.
And now you're mentioning him. What does that mean?
No, I think what they're showing me is that there was a lot of things you didn't know about him, and you
uh-huh.
were very young when you met him.
Uh-huh.
You were very young, like, on the inside. You had, like, a youthful outlook on life, and so I think he kind of pulled the wool over your eyes a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So he kept a lot of secrets from you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But you were determined to overcome that. That didn't hold you down. You felt like it did for a while.
Oh, no. He wasn't the type of guy I ever thought about marrying or anything. No,
no.
Not
I think they just wanted to show us what type, you know, some of the things that in your past or whatever that maybe formed what you are now. So you have a lot of determination from that. You know you need to do better. And that's what you're looking for.
Do you see him ever contacting me?
It doesn't say that, no. I don't think he would bother you. I think he has moved on to whatever it is he's going to be doing. But it shows that, you know, by compromise, you learn to, like, compromise a lot with him. And that has helped your determination in life because you know that you don't want to do that. You don't want to have to compromise to people like him. He brought you in a different direction. And so you've learned from that and you're moving on. That's what it's showing.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes things in life that we think are bad, and they are bad, but when we look back, there's always a lesson to be learned from them, and if we take that lesson and move it forward, we get a different perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and that can help you in the future. So if you ever come across someone like that again, you say, hey, look, dude, no way. You know, right? I'm better than that. I'm going to keep moving forward, and I think you will eventually find what you're looking for, honey.
When you see
the flags, pay attention to them and go the other way.
Exactly.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah.
You'll do just fine. Just keep moving. Just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And again, look to the books because that's important for you. And again, my guides keep sending me to the bookstore. So go check out the bookstores around you.
Right, exactly. What else you can find in a bookstore? Come on, really?
You know,
maybe that means that I should continue studying because this is only an associate's degree. It's not even a bachelor's. So maybe that's what that means, that I need to continue after I graduate.
Yes.
It's only a year college that I'm in, so...
Yes, there's
so
a
maybe that's what it means to continue my studies.
Right. I think there's a double message here for you that the books are important for you to continue your studies, but also, you know, for you to be immersed in the books, in the studies, as well as I really feel like that you would find employment in books. So whether that's doing books for someone, or working at a bookstore, or possibly getting a job on campus at college. But definitely it'll be related to books.
Oh, wow. All right.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. Thank you both very much.
You're welcome, Rose. We hope that helped, and have a good
life. Oh, yeah. I'm still in shock over the tattoos. Are you kidding me?
All right.
Bye.
He brought you a lot of lessons, but you don't have to go back there again.
No, I won't.
Yeah. All right, honey. You have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, bye.
Bye-bye. What a great caller. And, you know, like we were explaining earlier in the show, that the cards will give you a message that's important for you to know, even if it's not directly related to the question that you're asking, if there's some bit of information that's important. You know, and we all have relationships, and we've all had relationships that have gone bad or we think have failed. But really, those relationships have been important for us in some part of our life to help us grow and to have more awareness of ourselves. So we're going to take the next caller, and the area code is 937, last four digits, 6332. Hi, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's this, please?
This is Sandy.
Sandy, how are you today, Sandy?
I'm doing great.
Great. All right, before you ask your question, tell us one thing you're grateful for today.
Oh, I'm grateful for the day because tomorrow it's supposed to snow like crazy. So I'm grateful that I could get out and get my medication and get everything I needed today so that tomorrow, if I have to, I can just stay home.
Fantastic. We can relate to that because we live in the Northeast and we've had plenty of snow.
Yes.
They're coming like every day for the next week. All right, Sandy, speaking about medication, my guides want to go to medication with you. Did you recently have a medication change?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, when was the last time you saw the doctor?
Be a year ago now.
Okay, so you're due?
Yes.
And do you have an appointment set up already?
No.
My God, you're saying
but
that.
They, I imagine they will, because the one medication that I'm on for my heart, I have to go to the doctors every year, and they cannot refill it, so there will be one set up.
Okay, so what my guys are saying is don't wait for them. You make the appointment because you have a medication that needs to be changed or changed in some way, whether it's a dosage or you need new medication or something, okay?
Okay.
So, because my guys are saying that you're due for a checkup and it's not scheduled and that you there's some medication that needs to be adjusted.
Okay.
Okay, so take care of that, please.
Sure will.
And so what's your question today for us?
I want to know about love. Anyone coming in?
About love. Okay, well, let's see what the cards have to say. Oftentimes the cards will talk about love in the past to give us an idea of where you're coming from. We'll see if they do that today or not. And is the name Smith mean anything to you?
Smith?
Smith, yep.
Well, I'm a Jones, so
Smith and Jones. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had anybody with the surname Smith in your life in the past?
Yes, I got a woman that I work with named Smith.
Okay. All right. And I'm just trying to see where my guys are going with this because we're talking about relationships and they want to talk about Smith. Is she going through trouble in her relationship right now? Is she sort of leaning on you?
No, she's single.
Okay. Well, because I feel like, does she talk to you a lot, though, about relationships or what's going on or things like that?
We always make comments back and forth, yes.
Okay, because they're showing me talking in the air back and forth, you know, and that sort of thing. I don't know why they're bringing this up. Maybe they'll get around to it and tell us why.
Okay.
But there's some reason why it's been being brought to light. And it's not a warning of any kind, because, you know, gossip can be not a good thing, but it's not that they're going for. I just think that you're going to hear some news maybe around her, you know, and it could be that maybe she's seeing somebody, but I think you're going to get some news around her, which I feel
okay.
Like is going to bring some excitement to you, because then you're like, oh my goodness, there's hope. Because are you feeling like,
okay.
It feels like it's been a while for you.
Yes.
Okay, and I almost feel like, oh my God, is there ever going to be anybody again?
Yes.
Okay.
That's been my thoughts.
Okay, so it seems like what my guys are saying is you're going to be hearing something about a new relationship or something, and it's like it lights your eyes up, because then it's like, oh my gosh, there's hope. There's hope.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see what Jean has to say, because I think she's ready to go here.
Well, I'm getting something about, is there an older gentleman in your life?
Well, I get we're old, so I'm 57. So, yes, every one of them that are in my life are old.
Okay, all right. So did you have a relationship with a gentleman that you know, it seemed like that you worked very hard towards this relationship? But it didn't work out for you. It went in a totally different direction.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. What kind of work did the gentleman do? Because that's what I'm not getting. I'm not understanding it.
Factory work.
Okay. Was he injured?
Yes.
Yes. Did he get injured in his arms or something? Did something happen to his arms?
His shoulders.
Okay.
Bone in his shoulder.
Okay, because that's what they're showing me. It was something about how, you know, it seems to me that you put a lot of effort. You worked very hard, or did you work with him?
No.
No, but you worked very hard in this relationship, it looked like.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. But I was, and it took you for a loop that it went in a totally different direction than what you thought it was going to go into.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So you're getting like that. That's what I'm getting from, you know, from it.
And did you, they're showing me, did you shell out money in that relationship? Did it seem
I bought him something. Yeah, I bought him something, but other than that, no.
Okay, because they're showing me that you opened your pocketbook. So that wouldn't be like a $5 something. That would be indicate it was something bigger.
Okay. Right, yes.
And they're saying that it didn't come back. So whatever it was, he took with him. And it looks like, you know, it was a fairly substantial amount of money.
Did you make something for him?
I had it made.
You had it made. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's like making a jigsaw puzzle. So we put the pieces on the table, and then we turn the pieces over and see where they sit.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Exactly. Well, it's showing me that you decided at some point what you wanted to do, and you know what made it motivated you. What basically you wanted to do with this relationship, and it just was a total different direction that he wanted to go with it.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And it looks like it was a big investment for you, on a personal level as well. And it's sort of like, I feel like you almost went into like a recluse state after that. Is that right?
Yeah, I was just dumbfounded. It's like, wow, okay. Because I've known him my whole life.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So what my guys are saying is it looks like within the next 2 years, I know 2 years sounds like a long time, but it goes by so fast. Within the next 2 years, things are really going to shift for you and open up. And I feel like that there will be somebody coming in that period of time. And, it'll be more like, somebody who you have a good time with. I can see you laughing together and that kind of thing.
I'm getting she's going on a cruise. Did you go on a cruise recently or thinking about it?
No, I've always wanted to, but I've never went.
Maybe you should.
Okay. Because you never know who you're going to meet.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something that you've always wanted to do, it's in your chart. My guides are saying, yes, it is charted. Okay. Look at what kind of cruises there are available. And pick your cruise selectively because there are some cruises that would be more likely to have available men on them or in places where you go to than other cruises.
Okay.
Like you don't want to take a Disney cruise.
Right.
Well, you might. You never know. I think it could be kind of cute.
Right. My guides are indicating that it would be great if you could do this. They're suggesting sometime around September.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you've got some time to plan. And September into October, but not too far into October. September looks like it would be a really good time for you to do that. Or you could even do one of those things where you have a cruise for 2 days and then you go someplace for a couple of days. You know what I mean? And So feel it out and see what feels right to you, because the most important thing that we all need to remember is to go by feeling, because we never make good choices from our head, but you always make good choices from feeling it out. So if it feels good, do it.
Okay.
I'm just checking to see if Jeannie has any more to add to that.
It seems to me they keep trying to show me your emotional state. And did you try to get some kind of professional help, or you looked around and you were very defensive? You didn't think you needed some to get over this situation?
No, it bothered me, but not that much.
Right, because that's what they're showing me.
The thing of it is that today we actually talk.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine.
We're all good friends, and we all run around every Friday night now.
Oh, well,
and, you know, that, and my guys are saying that's the best thing for you because that relationship would not have fulfilled you and given you what you wanted.
Right, exactly. Because you always had to look around and see what you needed to do to, like, please him.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So plan a vacation.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Yeah, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely go for it, you know. And if you want to pal up with a buddy and go with a buddy, that's fine too. But again, September looks like it'll be the time will be ripe for you to go then.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
All right. Yeah. Well, we hope that helps, and it does. It looks good, and it looks like that. You know, you will have a companion. And it'll be more, it'll be more like a true companion rather than you doing all the work.
Right.
Okay. Sounds great.
All right.
Thank
Sandy.
You
so much.
Thank you so much for your time.
You too. Have a great day.
You
bye
too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to go to the next caller because we only have 14 minutes left already. Oh my goodness. And this is area code 216, last four digits. 2230. Hi, caller. You're on the air with Christine Jean. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi.
I didn't think I was going to get on. Hello.
I'm glad that you did.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, it's the first time I've ever spoken with you. You're called.
Oh, great. What's your name, honey?
My name's Sharon.
Sharon. Thank you, Sharon. So thank you for calling in and being with us today.
Thank you.
So tell us one thing you're grateful for, and then let us know what your question is.
I am grateful that I have been able to pay for all my bills so far and be on top of all of it. So I guess you know what my question is going to be centered around, right? The first call.
It's not a wonderful thing, though. Do you have a Tom around you?
I know.
Do you have somebody named Tom around you by any chance?
Do I have anybody named Tom around me? No, I don't. And, I've worked with many, many men, but not a Tom.
Okay, and there's
no one personally either.
Okay, and no relatives that are passed or anything that's named Tom?
No.
Okay, so look out for that name coming in then.
Okay.
Okay. And are you married? Is that correct?
I am not married. I'm divorced for many years, actually.
Okay. Because my guys are clearly saying that there's marriage. And have you've been married once or twice?
Once. One time.
Okay.
I almost lived with someone. We didn't officially move in. But that's not a marriage. So, but I can see why that would be.
Yeah, they're saying that doesn't count.
I know. You're right, because it wasn't even officially moving in. But no, one-time marriage.
Okay.
I don't know if I'd ever do it again. He'd have to be God for me to walk down the aisle again. No, I'm just kidding. But that's not my focus right now. You know,
right.
I don't doubt the fact that I'll meet somebody, but I'm looking for employment. That has been my focus for 8 months.
Okay. Well, Jeannie's shuffling the cards. But my guy, again, they'll give you messages.
Meeting someone would just be wonderful, but I've got to get my act in my job first. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Stand, and we're going to get to that too.
But the fact I'm going to get marriage makes me happy. Sorry, what were you going to say, sweetie? Go on.
That's okay. I was going to say they're clearly giving me the number two with two marriages, and they're giving me the name Tom. So just be mindful of that.
Isn't that something? Okay.
Okay. All right. So we're looking at the cards now around work, the question about employment and work.
What kind of work do you do now?
Well, now I'm just schlepping. I work at a part-time job. I'm working there because it's more than unemployment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that has nothing to do with my career. It's just a job that I took on the side. I took anything. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Do you do you like to do things like with your hand or woodworking or something to that effect?
No. Oh, my God, no. No.
No. So that's not
it. I use my brain. I do administrative work.
Ah, okay. Do you like to do anything with your hand?
I needlepoint. Yeah, I do, but those are hobbies. It has nothing to do with careers, That's not a career.
You, Yeah, I understand that, but your question, yeah, but they're going to show you what you can make money
okay.
at, because that was the question, right?
Okay, yeah.
The question was what you could do to make money, right? So they're going to show you that maybe working with your hands while something, while you're trying to focus on getting some guidance on how to move forward and do another different thing with the administrative work, maybe nothing's going to open up just yet. So maybe your needlepoint, you know, they have those things on a lot of on the
I'm not that, ma'am, I'm not that good at needlepoint. I do it as, I mean, I'm serious. I could not make money doing needlepoint, honest to God. I'm not that good. I just do it for little things at home. Okay, seriously, honestly.
Right, yeah.
I don't even know why that would even go on.
Well, they were giving me the option, you know, that you could do something like that, if that's what you needed to do in a pinch, whatever that
okay.
is. That's like a totally new direction for you. That would be something that, you know, is way off the charts.
Way
but
off
that,
the charts.
Yeah,
I'm in the financial. I work for, like, banking, financial, investments,
right.
insurance.
Right.
Healthcare, anything like that, that's what I'm trying to gear towards in administrative, because you can do that, you can do it, you know, in any type of work, you know what I mean?
Right, right, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, my guys are showing me 5 months out, and there's nothing there for the next 5 months. I'm sorry to say, but in that particular line of work, in that field, it looks like it's going to be beyond the 5 month mark, but after the 5 months, then something shifts for you, and then something will open up. But it looks like it's going to be another 5 months before that happens.
I get a permanent job? Yes, I'm contracting also. I just haven't. She doesn't have anything for me right now. The recruiter. Do you see me getting another contract job while I'm looking?
Well, they're showing a business, some kind of business that she's hooking up with. Whether she brings it together, that it's showing yes.
So the contract, is that like a government contract type of thing or?
Temping. I should say temping. They call it contracting now. I should have said temping, sorry. Because I think it's just, I'm looking for temp work also.
Right. It's going to be sparse. It's going to be scattered. You know, nothing long term, nothing that, you know, is really going to keep your interest or keep the money flowing.
Okay.
And again, so really nothing steady opens up until after the 5 month mark. So that puts us at about June, I guess, maybe July, June, July.
Am I going to be okay financially?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
You will be. You'll be able
oh,
to.
My.
You'll be able to piece it together, keep doing what you're doing, you know, and just
hold on.
Okay.
God.
It does open up. I know 5 months sounds like a long time, but you do have money coming in now, what they're showing, even though it's not as much as you'd like. It's enough to get by, and yes, they're showing you've got to pull up the bootstraps and keep things on a tight rein. But that being said, once you get beyond that, over the hump, then things are going to shift for you.
And yeah, I'm going to get back in my career. This will be a good, I mean, I've always had a good job. But are they saying it's going to be the job that I want? How's that?
Well, is the job that you want, is it a little bit different than what you've done in the last 5 years?
Okay.
Because it looks like it's a little bit different. It doesn't look like it's what you've done for the last 5 years. So keep what they're saying is keep your eyes open, broaden your perspective, and open the avenues of possibilities into other areas, they're saying.
Okay.
You know, with your skills, open it up into, you know, have a bigger mindset of what it is that you can do.
Is there a group of women that that you're connected with, that with businesses or anything?
Just on LinkedIn, Dad. That's about all I do. Yeah.
Okay. How about, do you do any networking or anything like that?
Oh, yeah. I do networking.
Okay. And do you speak at these network events?
No.
Okay. So, because my guys are indicating that speaking at these network events is a way for you to get out there and for people to understand what you're about. And also you have a lot of wealth of knowledge to share, they're saying, in the field that you have focused in, I want to say it's like 20 years you've been in the same type of work. Is that right?
I have, yes.
Okay. They're saying that you have a lot of knowledge in that field, in that focus that you can share. And by speaking and sharing that with people, that can be a way for things to open up for you. And it also can change direction into a different way to make money. And maybe it's by teaching others.
Huh.
Okay. All right. Well, we hope that helps. And let us know how you're doing.
Thank you so much, both of you. Oh, God, am I going to get through 5 months? Listen, thank you for your answers. I like your honesty.
You'll get through it, honey. Just pull up the bootstraps.
I know.
You'll get through it. And think about starting to speak at those network events and sharing the wealth of knowledge that you have, because I would even classify you almost as an expert in your field, or expert at what you have done in your life for the last 20 years. Though you may not think of yourself that way.
Feel that right now. I know.
Yeah, you have a lot of expertise in that area, and you have a lot of knowledge to share. And in that direction, and using your voice would be a new way for you, and a new direction, a new avenue, and a path to follow to earn money.
Because it's showing me that you're going to be some kind of boss. I mean, you'll be in charge, pretty much.
I always have, though. I've always had, you know.
Well, it's coming. You just got to, you know.
I know, you guys. I know. I know.
You're going to hold tight.
Thank you. Thank you so much, both of you. I'm serious. Your honesty. Thank you. That's all I can say. It wasn't what I wanted to hear, but at least I liked it that you were honest. Have a nice
right.
Okay, seriously.
All right. Well, hey, at least you know what you know how to prepare and get through it.
I know. Thank
all
you,
right.
Both of you, okay?
You're welcome.
Take care,
honey. Oh, my goodness. We only have 3 minutes left. Okay, so we're going to try to squeeze in one more caller, 678-459. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi,
who's this?
This is Regina.
Hi, Regina. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. All right, Regina, we only have 2 minutes left. What's your question?
The same for career as well. I have two jobs right now, but my part-time job is being terminated as of March the 1st, and I just want to see what you see me going into career after that.
Okay. It looks like that there'll be another one coming, another job coming, but this one has to come to close first. Okay. So the new job is not going to come before this one ends, from what my guys are saying. Okay. And the job that's being terminated, is that company moving, or are they relocating or something?
No, it was due to budget cuts. Mm-mm.
Okay, all right. Okay, because my guys are indicating that there'll be some kind of relocation. And so if it's not that the job is relocating, it could be that you will be relocating.
Okay.
Did you guys change pockets or something?
Did you recently move?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Okay, because my guys are showing a move. They're showing a relocation, something new and exciting. They say, although it'll bring, they're showing me that it'll bring some anguish while it's going on, while it's happening. Have you thought about looking in? I feel like that it's in a different state. It's a jump from where you're at now.
Is it a big jump?
Are you?
Now, is it a big jump?
It's not like across the country, but it might be a couple of states.
Is it somewhere where you lived before? Did you live someplace before where you are now?
No, I always live in Georgia.
Are you in Georgia? Okay, because I'm getting Alabama.
Oh, no. Uh-uh. Can't live there. No. Uh-uh.
Okay.
I will never live in Alabama.
And how close to you are from Alabama where you are now?
If I go to Birmingham, it'd be two and a half hours.
All right. You know what, honey? Let me close the show, but stay on the line, okay?
Okay, okay.
Hold on. All right, I'm going to take that, finish up with that caller in a minute. I want to thank you all so much for calling in today. Thank you for supporting me and for following me. Thank you, Jeannie Bundy.
Thank you, everybody.
We love you all. Take good care. Okay, Regina.
Okay.
All right, we're off the air. Okay, so you're about 2.5 hours from Alabama, okay?
Yes.
And how far from Florida?
It would be maybe 6. It just depends. Maybe 5 hours, maybe 6. It just depends.
Okay. What I'm looking at, a map, and it looks like what I'm looking at is where the states all meet. I'm actually going to pull the map up. I'm actually curious to see what exactly they're showing me.
Okay.
Because what they're indicating is that it looks like Florida all uh-huh. come to a meeting point, and that's the area. Let me see. I'm not sure if this is. I'm not very good so much with my geography anymore. Oh yeah, there's Alabama. There's Georgia. Oh, and how about that? There's Florida. And there's a meeting point where the three states come together.
Uh-huh.
And that's the area that they want to send me to.
Uh-huh.
And so what town are you?
If they're not Alabama, that's great, because I don't want to live in Alabama. That is too rural. I can't
okay.
do it.
Oh, I hear you. So,
rule.
Okay, so but it looks like it'll be it'll either be the very I really don't feel like you're gonna stay in Georgia. I feel like that you're gonna jump over the border, and it'll be close to where Alabama, Georgia, and Florida all come together.
Huh.
Okay. They're not saying, they're saying that you don't, my guides are indicating that you don't have family there. Is that right? In that area? Do you have family down in that area? Regina, are you there? I think we lost you. Regina, can you hear me? All right, I'm sorry, honey, but I think we've lost the connection. Maybe you're on a cell phone. But it looks like, again, that you'll be down in that area. So we wish you the best of luck, and take good care, and let us know how you're doing, and call back into the show another day, and we can finish up your questions. All right, everybody, we love you. This is Cynthia Fontaine. Find me at my website, cynthiafontaine.com. Love you all, and see you soon.